Great man. So I just had a very serious okay, so I was using the bathroom, right? I was doing, I call it the sequel. I was taking the sequel, aka I was taking a dump, right? But I'm gonna call it the sequel. You know, I just have to define it so y'all know going forward what I mean. I was in the bathroom taking a sequel, right? And that's when you have some of your most serious thoughts, your most profound, philosophies and shit. And in the shower, it's something about the bathroom that's just special, bro. The acoustics, and it's like all your thoughts bounce off the wall and come back into your brain, just formulated in a more, elaborate way, yet simplified for. Anyways, bro, I'm going in depth about this shit. Anyways, bro, I was thinking about how I kind of changed my perspective on this whole, I made a YouTube video, right? If y'all don't know, my YouTube channel is All Seeing Ty. Y'all can go there. I haven't been posting frequently, but I've been thinking and I've been living and I've been accumulating information. But I made a video on there called Why Men Don't Show Emotion. And I was just mostly explaining why they don't, why a lot of guys tend to not express their emotions. But also in that thing, talked about how I don't really want to express my emotions with the shawty. Now, I think I changed some of my perspective on that because I was seriously dating a shawty, like for 6 months or something. I don't know. But, I also watched this YouTube video about what's this dude, Andrew Tate, and they were talking about, somebody in the comment section was saying like, I really question how this guy's like relationship life is and if he's capable of having a healthy relationship, because he's one of those, I guess you can say, alpha guys, to simplify it, where it's like, very hyper masculine. And they, it's like, don't be vulnerable, don't be humble, be arrogant and cocky a little bit, And although I can agree to a certain extent, it's not, it's very easy to see how they take it to the extreme, even if they don't mean it verbally. They oftentimes take it to the extreme, and other people who are listeners of them take it to the extreme, right? And I was one of them at one point. One thing I learned, bro, specifically with this expressing emotions or just vulnerability in general towards women, is that, a lot of guys are like, man, you can't, once you be vulnerable with the shawty, she's packing her bags and she's leaving because she doesn't see you as a masculine man anymore. And I used to be the same way, thinking the same way. And I realized that this shit is a fucking balance, Maybe if you're just dating and you're just a short-term guy who likes dating multiple women, or whatever, you're not looking for a long-term relationship, and you're not, you just, you got as short-term as possible when it comes to women. Sure, you can do that. You can not express and be vulnerable because you don't really see them being in your life for that long to begin with, you feel me? But when it comes to long-term healthy relationships, I realize that it's required to be vulnerable to a certain extent with the shawty. At first I was like, yo, and I'm not being vulnerable with the shawty at all. But I realized, there is a middle ground, and it's not easy to find either, But when it comes to a healthy, committed, and or long-term relationship, a healthy long-term relationship, there has to be some type of vulnerability to some extent, because that's when it comes to relationships, sacrifice is required in some areas, And if you're somebody who's not willing to give up anything, and you just want to make as little investment into something as possible with the biggest amount of outcome, which is where a lot of people nowadays in modern day dating are. You don't get those rewards, man. Everybody's on guard. Everybody's like, I'm shielding myself of any and all bad, you know, but I'm gonna try to reap the benefits as much as possible. That's why nobody wants to be in a committed relationship. Everybody's talking. We're just talking, you know? And that's why guys aren't being vulnerable at all, you know? And my thing is, you know, you have to be vulnerable to a certain extent. Do not be out here saying, oh, Ty saying, go out here, be a bitch. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, okay, let's say that you building a team, right? You're building a team, or you have teammates. Part of what brings your teammates and your homies and whoever around you closer together is those moments that you guys can be around each other and be vulnerable, you know, because until you're vulnerable to some extent, I'm not saying you gotta tell them everything, but until you're vulnerable to some extent, you know, you guys are kind of like just associates. Or it's easier to be more distant because you guys not something more deep brings you guys together, you feel me? So I mean, if you guys aren't really friends like that, and that's cool, you know, you don't need something deep for something that's not deep, you know. But if it comes to something to comes but when it comes to something like a relationship, you have to be, I'm not saying you gotta be deep, but you have to give yourself, you have to allow yourself the space to be vulnerable to some extent, you know. And what I commented about this shit, right? I said a lot of guys in a man in the manosphere, the whole, you know, like Kevin Samuels, AMS, you know, Fresh and Fit, that whole thing, the whole alpha thing. A lot of guys in that space don't really understand how important vulnerability is to a certain extent for a healthy long-term relationship, because a lot of those guys, they're not really even talking about long-term relationships. They're just talking about, a lot of those guys are just dating guys who just, you know, clap their cheeks and use them and then toss them to the side, you know, when you're done with them. And that's cool, but most guys are not like that. And a lot of guys don't know that there's a difference. They don't know where the differences come into play when it comes to dating versus long-term relationship. And a lot of those guys don't even realize that they're long-term guys because they look up to these dudes so much. They don't even realize that, you know what, this is not even who I am. I'm trying to be an alpha. I'm trying to be a hyper masculine dude. I'm trying to be this dude who does this and does that, this Chad and all this shit. And this is not even who I am, you know? They're just trying to identify with something that makes them feel like they're a part of something, that makes them feel like they have some identity. But anywho, when it comes to vulnerability, it's a risk that both sides have to take in order to receive the desired outcome, which is, you know, a relationship long term that's healthy, you know. It's important that she sees you as a masculine man for sure. But if you're occasionally vulnerable and she leaves, she was never worth it to begin with, you know. 'Cause every woman has a vulnerability meter, right? That you can fill up. And the objective is to find a woman whose vulnerability meter fills up the slowest for you, right? So what I mean by this vulnerability meter is, how much of your vulnerability can you express to her for her to still see you as a masculine, respectable man, you know? So I think the issue is a lot of guys find, okay, here's a few issues. A lot of guys just make bad judgment on the shawties that they choose, and they have bad experiences with them, and they just leave them because, you know, they just made bad choices in the shawties that they found, you feel me? Another thing is a lot of these guys put on a front off the rip. They show themselves as a hyper masculine dude who's like this and like that, and then they meet a shawty. So that's what the shawty expects of them, because that's what that shawty's looking for, you know? That's what that shawty thinks she has. And then once you kind of show your true self, then she's like, okay, nah, this dude ain't even, he ain't thorough like that. He ain't who he say he is, you know? Because if you are that dude, naturally, cool, be that dude. But you put on a front from the jump, you feel me? And I think the mistake is a lot of guys are just finding the wrong shawties that are wrong for them, you know. Judgment is a big factor that a lot of guys don't, you know, take into account when it comes to this. Of course, it's not easy to find good shawties, but you have to become the person that you're looking for, you know. You can be a respectable man in terms of perks and glitz and glamour and all this shiny shit, but if you're not a healthy man, you know, if you're not a man of character, then you still gonna find a lot of shallow shawties, you feel me? That's important to keep in mind. When you build yourself up as a healthy and respectable guy and have good judgment, it tends to be less of a concern to be less of a concern to be thinking like, oh shoot, and was I too vulnerable with this shawty? Is she gonna leave? Is she gonna see me as a bitch and leave and, you know, go fuck on Chad or whatever, you know? And you know, that goes, like I said, that goes into finding the right shawty and also building up yourself to be a respectable guy. If you build yourself up to a point where you build yourself up and you choose the right shawty to where it's like she can't even see herself finding a guy anywhere on your level that's right for her and that's on this level, you know, then what Chad is there, you know? The things that she values, you have to find the right shawty for you, meaning you have to find the shawty who has values that you have. You know, she's looking for the values that you have, you feel me? If you look for a shawty who values certain things that isn't based off of who you are and what your identity is, of course she gonna leave you once you show a little bit of vulnerability, because you know she ain't come for all that, you know. She not trying to tolerate all that shit. She here for the shallow stuff, you feel me? But if you find a thorough shawty, which is very hard to find nowadays, well, yeah, I'll say nowadays, with the, yeah, I'll say nowadays, it's not easy to find, but you know, like I said, I believe that you do attract what you are, and once you become a certain person, like for me, I'm a certain type of guy, so even though there might be certain types of shawties who just, let's say, a little more ratchet or a little something that's just not who I am, I don't even find that attractive, you know, and I don't relate to them either, you feel me? I'm not gonna relate to a shawty who's in the club and who's shallow and stuff, so I won't even think about taking a chance on somebody like that and trying to make her my girl, because you know she values certain things that I don't value, you know. I'm not a materialistic person to any extent, really. Like I am about who I am and what I can bring to the table as an individual, and like my valuables, my materialistic stuff doesn't define who I am, you feel me? It never can and it never will, and I can say forever that'll never be something that identifies me. I might get some nice things every now and then, but bro, since I've been born, bro, anybody around me can tell you that's not something that I value. Even when I was picked on and I was bullied for not valuing that shit, you know? Like if you grow up in a area or a culture around black people, you know, they gonna pick on you if you're not rocking the freshest shit, you feel me? If you're not coming a certain way, They gonna get on you for that. And even though I tried to do that, I tried to look a certain way or come a certain way just to be viewed as a little more respectable by those dudes, I could never do it fully because that's just not who I am, you know. So I chose a certain path where it's like, I don't value that shit. I'm not gonna try to be that either, you know. So when the more I decide that I'm not going to try to be that person where those things define me and who I am as a person, I tend to not attract those type of people. So that's something that becomes less of a worry to me. You know, I'm not worried about finding a shawty who's gonna cheat on me for some Chad who has I don't know. Who has more, like, going to this other dude because he has more money than me or more whatever? Because it's like, shawty, you knew what you was getting when you came with me. I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not gonna be a flashy dude. None of that, you know. And you know, I'm pretty blessed in some areas. Like I'm blessed in the fact that I have a lot of things that women see as valuable. You know, like when it comes to physical appearances, I am grateful that I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of perks in that area where I can't necessarily change that. Like I'm a tall, handsome guy, you know, so that's not something that can that's gonna, like, I can't fall off in that area, you know. I'm always gonna be that, basically. 'Cause okay, let me highlight the biggest issue when it comes to vulnerability with between guys interacting with shawties, right? With women or females or whatever, you know. I think what matters the most is that you're a guy that she can truly admire. She admired you from the jump, you know. And what is also important is that you don't fall off, you know. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being vulnerable. In fact, it's required to a certain extent, like I said. But the thing is, if you start off as a guy who she admires, and you know, she's still on the right path of her life journey, you know, she's not going the wrong way, being steered towards the wrong things, you know. And you know, she started off admiring you. You always have to maintain that admiration that she has for you. I'm not saying that it's a completely active thing where you're trying to go through loops and holes and shit, because at that point, then you're not gonna, like, you can't be trying to be an admirable dude in the eyes of your shawty. You know, that can't be an active goal that you're working towards. Like, oh, I gotta get this much money. I gotta do this so shawty can still admire me. 'Cause at that point, you're not being yourself. You feel me? You doing shit. You trying to do tricks and flips and be a fucking dancing monkey for a shawty, and you know, that's the issue. You know, of course she's gonna leave, 'cause she gonna see through that shit. You feel me? And if you came off the rip as a dude who's not, you know, that shit don't define you to begin with, when your money doesn't define you, when your materialistic things don't define you, when, you know, when a lot of the shallow shit doesn't define you, and that's not what she likes you for, you know, you can't, it's a lot harder to fall off in that area, you know, unless you get hooked up on drugs or some shit, you feel me? And that's another story. But, you know, it's hard to fall off in those areas when it comes to maintaining your true identity, you know. But also, being an admirable guy and being a guy who's respectable, I mean that in, you know, in the basic terms of, you know, don't be a broke bum. Be somebody who can, you have something to, what's the word? You have something to show for your life accomplishments, you know. I'm not saying you gotta be a fucking 5-time Grammy winner or anything, but you know, you have good character. Like, let's say you're into charity or something,
or you make a good amount of money, or you make an honest living, you feel me, and you're not falling off on that. What else? You take good care of yourself, you feel me? Like you clean yourself, basic shit, you know, and you maintain these things. What else is respectable? Let's say she also likes you for your ability to have sex or whatever. That's a little more shallow, but it still matters, you know. And that might be, it depends on who you choose. Like I said, the values, that can't be number one on her list forever, you know. If she can't respect you, if that, like the Chaz thing is like, what if you, okay. Let me try to get my thoughts together. Let's say that you're a Chad, right? You're a Chad because you're attractive and you have that sexual energy and you lay down the pipe. Let's say that you don't even lay down the pipe anymore due to some medical reason or whatever, you know, you just fall off in that area. She's going to look in other places because you fell off in the area that she values you as an individual the most. You feel me? It all depends on what she values the most and what she finds in you and values the most in you know, as an individual. You can't fall off in those areas or else she's going to want to leave, you feel me? What else? Whatever makes you a respectable guy, you know. You have strong principles that you live by, you know, you have a moral code that you live by, and no matter what, nobody can knock you off of that. Like if you go to the gym at like let's say I go I a lot oftentimes I go to the gym at 4 a.m. because I got weird fucking hours. I go to the gym 5 days a week, right, at 4 a.m. And I meet a shawty and she knows me for going to the gym at 4 a.m. 5 days a week. Then I know her for a little while and I'm getting like, ooh, this shawty feeling me for real, for real. She locked in, dog. You know. Maybe, you know, I'm just gonna take a day off the gym, you feel me? I'm just gonna do something else that day. I'm tired, you feel me? I'm tired. And then some time goes by. You know, 3 days a week is cool. 3 days a week is still strong. And a few more days go by, whatever. Two is I. I'll get back on. You know, once you start slacking off in certain areas that, you know, that was important to your identity and who you were as a person, you know, things that you did, your schedule, your ritual, your who you were and what you do, you know, once you start slacking off on what you do as you get comfortable with her, of course she's gonna want to leave because you're not the dude that she admired anymore. She has less to admire from you know. But also, here's another thing. Let's say even if you don't necessarily fall off, but you're just quote unquote maintaining the same exact place for time, like as time goes on, because you gotta evolve with time. Let's say that she meets you and you making 30,000 a year, right? And you're 20 something, you know, in your early 20s. Okay, you in your early 20s, right? Or even if you in your 30s and you barely getting by, and she meets you and she still like you at that point. That's cool. If she likes you for you and the things that she values the most, she finds in you, that's cool. But as time goes on, if you still stuck at that same place and you just getting by still, you know, that'll become a problem because she sees that you're not evolving with time. As time goes on, you're supposed to evolve as a guy. And she can't admire a guy who's still staying at the same place in life. You know, you can't maintain either. You can't maintain certain areas of your life. You can't maintain the same position in your life as life goes on, because then it's like, everybody else is moving forward. Why are you still stuck in the same place? I don't want to be a part of this. I'm leaving. You feel me? So going back to the vulnerability thing, right? Let's say that okay, if she met you and you was a really vulnerable dude and you was just soft and mushy and stuff, but she really like, if you had a good judgment and you found that she really valued you, you found a shawty who really values the things that you bring, and she can, overlook that extreme vulnerability that you have. That can happen still. It's very rare. It's very rare that you can find a quality shawty that's still gonna want to be with you, even though you like a emotional little bitch or whatever, you feel me? But you can find it. And you can potentially live a long life or whatever, because that's something that she just don't value as much. Looking for a masculine man, or an emotionally stable man, If that's not something that she values, then cool. It can happen. But it's all about not falling off. You can't fall off. You can't fall off in the areas that matter to her the most. And like I said, I'm not saying you gotta try to do certain things to, oh, I gotta make sure that I got this so she don't. You gotta do it for yourself, You gotta do these things for yourself. And that's what makes you admirable, because you're not doing it for nobody else. You're not doing it because you want somebody to look at you a certain way. You shouldn't care what your friends think about, the way that you dress, or what people that you don't even know, what they think about you, And you shouldn't do certain things because your shawty wants you to do it necessarily. You can't do it just because she wants you to do it. You have to want to do these things yourself, and that is what makes you admirable. That's the most important thing. Doing it because that's just who you are, and that's what you do. You have a strong, I don't know. You have strong principles that don't budge. You feel me? So yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Or what was the other thing that they said? 'Cause like vegans don't like that shit or something, or animal, whatever. I don't want to keep on going over this topic. I feel like I explain things pretty well, and sometimes I overcomplicate things. But I think you guys get the point. There's nothing wrong. Well, okay, there's this last point I want to hit on, because I also don't want to get too far to the other side where it is like being too vulnerable. There is still some tension inside of me when it comes to being vulnerable with the shawty, with the woman that I'm romantically interested in, right? Because, like I said, it is a risk. There is a risk every time you become vulnerable with anybody, but especially your romantic partner that's supposed to see you as a masculine male or whatever. Sometimes, this has happened with literally every single, and it always will happen. It always will happen with anybody that you care about. When you become vulnerable to them, it will come back to bite you to some extent. It don't always bite you so hard that you die over it or nothing. But I think that is something that will always happen to some extent. So you have to pick and choose when and what you become vulnerable over, Like there are certain things that I'll never tell my shawty, Maybe. I can't. Yeah, there's things I'll never tell a shawty, because some things she just don't need to know, Some things I'd rather go to the grave with, because I don't want it to be used against me,
What else? Like, this is something that I've been really struggling with because it can really irritate you when you express something that you don't want to tell anybody, you know, but you tell this one person this thing because you care about them and you trust them. And she's a, you know, the shy's like, oh, of course, I'm here for you. I'm not gonna, you know, I'll never, whatever. And even if it's not intentional, they can still throw it in your face. It can still explode in your face. It might not even be directly or intentionally, but you know, like, remember when I said you have to be a guy that she can admire? You have to be an admirable guy. Sometimes you can tell a shawty certain things about you that she didn't know that can change everything, you know, that can just fuck up her whole image of who you are as a person. That can happen for sure, bro. Like, let's see that. Let's say that. I'm not saying this is my case, but let's just say that. You know, like I said, being vulnerable to some extent is important. I'm not stepping back on that. But at the same time, let's say that you a dude that, you know, you've been yourself. You are a good guy or whatever. You are a good guy, you feel me? You've been kind to her and basically, you know, she doesn't know you to be anybody outside of that. You wasn't trying to put on a front or anything. You wasn't trying to act like somebody you weren't, you know, all of that stuff. But then let's find out. Tell her one day about that one time you murdered somebody, even if it wasn't self-defense, bro. Even if it wasn't self-defense and you still are that good guy. Sometimes certain things that you do that are a little more drastic makes it harder to see you in a certain image, you know? You know? So it can make it harder for her to admire you. Like, let's say Isaiah Rashad, you know? Well, I ain't gonna use him because I feel like that's a little different. But I want to use this of, you know, you kill somebody, but it was over self-defense. That can kind of scare her. Even if you were a good guy and you know, you a law-abiding citizen and you didn't even get arrested for it, it's not on a record or anything. It was literally, you know, everything was straight. It was self-defense. But knowing that somebody that you with has killed someone in the past and you didn't even see them as someone who would hurt a fly, it can change your view of them subconsciously. I'm not saying that you should necessarily hide that. I'm not. I just said, like I said, this is all a risk. You don't know how this shit will work out, but it's a risk that you have to take. You don't have to share everything, but you do, if you want a healthy long-term relationship, you do have to take the risk because the alternative of not being vulnerable with the shawty that you are really attracted to and like and appreciate and want to be around you long-term is you don't want to be holding in sides of you that are just killing you inside, you know. If you can live a life, a healthy life where you feel like you're, you know, you don't need to share anything or everything. If you can live a healthy life like that or whatever, cool. But what I'm saying is you don't want to live a life where you want to express something to somebody that you really care about, but you're holding it in, you know, because you won't be happy and they might be happy to a certain extent. Sometimes they can tell that something's missing. Sometimes they can't. You know, sometimes you can know somebody forever. They'll never know that you've been hiding something from them. Not something that's gotta be, well, I guess if you are hiding it from them. Ooh, this is so fucking complex, bro. I'm making such a simple thing so complex.
Because then if you're intentionally hiding it, then that makes you not be the person that you are, you know. You're putting on a front. But also you can just not be vulnerable and not express certain things that you just don't see as something that you're so pressed to express, you know. It might not be a big deal to you, and that's possible, you know. You can live a healthy life, not exp like if I tell it, like, okay, like I've been, like I said, I was seriously dating a shawty for half a year. She don't even know I can't swim, you know. This is not something that I'm really, ooh, it's so tense inside of me, you know. And I also don't think that it'll make her view me as any less than, because I still have everything that I'm still that guy that she's capable of admiring, you know. That might raise the meter, the vulnerability meter a little bit, but the value that I add in other areas, you know, trump that shit. So it doesn't matter to me that much. But at the same time, it's not something that I feel like I need to just tell her about, like, oh, I gotta tell you, I can't swim, you know. So I could live the rest of my life not telling every shawty that I meet that I can't swim. You know, that's cool. It probably won't affect my life much unless there comes a circumstance where that needs to be expressed, you know. But it still is hard for me when it comes to expressing certain things with the shawty, because even with the shawty that I was dating recently, I expressed things towards her and it came back in my face. I knew she didn't do it intentionally and it slipped out sometimes, but you know, that makes you, no matter if it's intentional or unintentional, sometimes that shit just makes you not want to say shit to nobody. But at the same time, I'm blessed in the fact that, you know, most of the time when I express something with the shawty, it's oftentimes something that I, okay, I'll make up a rule, right? This is all a stream of consciousness, so just keep that in mind. This is not polished or nothing. This is, I literally just had this thought right before I recorded this shit. But okay, if it's something very serious, right? Because I think that knowing how to be vulnerable, intentionally being vulnerable and not being just emotional dude that just expresses all your shit at the wrong time because you just gotta get it out, you know. You as a guy, you gotta be a little more calculated than that. You can't be calculated all the time, I get it, but be more calculated when it comes to being vulnerable as much as you can. So if it's something that you know you don't ever want to be brought up, let them know off rip, this is a sensitive topic. I don't even know if I want to talk about this again. You know, I don't even know if I want to bring this up again in conversation. So right now, you know, I'm gonna tell you this and you can get all your questions out, get all the things that you want to say out right now, you know, because I don't want to hear this shit brought up ever again. You feel me? Or give me a warning when you want to talk about it, but do not bring this shit up, you know. Make it so important. Make your statement, make it intentional and make it clear how important this shit is, that this shit doesn't get brought up. Because if it does get thrown back in your face, that's not only a breach of privacy and trust, but that's a breach of you know, that's disrespectful, you know. That's disrespectful because it's like, how can you miss that, you know? Like, if this shit mattered to me this much and I told you how much it mattered, then that's a point where it's like, that shit is cut offable, you know? I can cut you off. I can never talk to you again because you broke that shit. You disrespected me tenfold. You broke my trust, and you broke my privacy. You feel me? Three things that I value the most. You feel me? So hell no, you out of here, shawty. You feel me? But also, most of the time when I do express something more vulnerable with the shawty, it's I have to let go. You know, I have to, because I am a very private person. But I get to the point where oftentimes if I do express something to a shawty, I don't know if it's the fact that I became numb to it, the fact that, you know, I damn near know that this shit is gonna come back and bite me in the ass to some extent. You know, I generally choose good shawties. You know, I have good judgment, so I don't choose a shawty who's gonna be a complete bitch over this shit and post, oh, that's why you like, that's why you like fingers in your booty, finger in the booty ass bitch. Whatever Amber Rose said about Kanye West, you know, I don't choose an Amber Rose as shawty. You feel me? I'm gonna choose a shawty who generally, you know, is good about it, but everybody makes mistakes to some extent. You feel me? So I choose a good shawty off rip. You know, that's always step number one. But even then, with a good person, they make mistakes and they slip up and they can still throw shit in your face, you know. That's just part of life. But you do still have to, you know, you have to express some vulnerability for trust sake or trust reasons, and just to be more comfortable with your existence. You know, having an outlet, having multiple outlets, especially in those people that you value in your life the most, is important. But I don't know if it's due to my numbness of this whole vulnerability thing sometimes, but there's times where I just express something that is a vulnerable thing. It's a touchy topic. Like let's say, like I don't have friends, you know. I don't have friends. This is a true statement, you know. And it is a touchy subject. But this has also been something that's been thrown in my face so much, whether it was a joke or it was unintentional, intentional, whatever, you know. It's a sensitive topic because it's like, you know, nobody ever wants to say, oh, I don't have friends, you feel me? Because it's like, oh, there's something wrong with you. There's, you know, it makes you feel weird, especially when you aren't completely comfortable with yourself. You know, it's an insecurity, you feel me? So you don't want people talking about that shit like it's, you know, like it's a joke to just use to shame you, you feel me? So if a shawty, you know, this has happened, this is exactly what happened. The shawty threw that in my face in a joke, and I knew it wasn't intentional, but I was like, you know, I felt like I could trust you enough to not use this in any manner, you know, against me. Even though you know, it's a joke or whatever, I felt like it was understood that this is a touchy subject and this is not something that I would want to be joked about with me, you know. So it's not something that completely breaks my heart if somebody brings up, like, oh, you don't have no friends. Oh, my heart is broke because, you know, I made a conscious decision to not befriend certain people who, I mean, you can say I have friends, quote unquote, but I don't have a friend circle. I don't have people that I can call definitely 100% reliable, and I don't have a social circle where we do social things. You know, it's like talk every now and then, but we don't do shit. You feel me? So, if that's something that's brought up, it's not something that's gonna completely break my heart, but at the same time, it's like that shit does, like, ouch. You know, nobody wants to hear something that brings up their insecurities, you know. We have to deal with it at the end of the day, you feel me? And I've been dealing with that shit, you know. I've had to, you know. You can't avoid that shit, but you know, you have to embrace that shit to some extent, you feel me? not ignore it, but embrace it while improving. But also, you can't bring that shit up against me, you feel me? Excuse me. Let me highlight why this is different than the more, like, when I make it prominent, like, you can't, you, this is something that's really, really, like, don't ever talk about this stuff. Like, oh, I, like, let's say I got raped or something. Like, don't ever talk about that shit. It's a lot different. That's a lot more serious. So, if it, let's say I, okay, for a situation's sake, let's say that I did get raped, and then a shawty brings that up in any case, you getting cut off, because that shit is trauma. So don't talk to me no more. But like, if it's something like, oh, I don't have friends, and it gets brought up, or you don't have a life, or you don't have whatever, right? It's like, okay, I am a lot more guarded about what I tell you, because I see that that shit can just slip out of your mouth at any given time, and you have less of a filter. You feel me? That shit does happen, but there's what I'm the point is, there's levels to this thing, Not all of it is completely cut off worthy, but you do have to put your foot down every time that shit, that boundary gets crossed. That's part of being a man, or being a human being to begin with. Being a human being overall, you have to put your foot down when that boundary gets crossed, no matter how light the boundary is. I'm not saying every boundary that's crossed needs an execution, consequence, But maybe it's like you on probation, you feel me? So yeah. And with probation, like in this situation, even if it is a lighter but still vulnerable topic that gets thrown in my face, with probation, it's like, okay, this is what it is. You on watch. You broke the rules. Now I'm on watch. You can't break that same thing no more. If you do, shit, you might get executed. Okay, you gonna get out of here. You're not my shawty no more. I ain't messing with you no more. You feel me? Or it could be just a punishment of, I'm just gonna see you less. I'm gonna talk to you less. My trust is less, or whatever the case may be, whatever the appropriate situation may be, appropriate consequence, Yeah, I think that's about it, man. I've been talking for a long ass time. But yeah, I don't know who's gonna listen to this whole thing. But this is another stream of consciousness thing. This is just me thinking about this all. And yes, this is also something pretty vulnerable, me doing this. But I get vulnerable enough. Like I said, vulnerability is required. It's a sacrifice in order to get a certain outcome sometimes. And what my outcome is I just want to be relatable, and I want to help people, to some extent. I'm not fucking God or Jehovah's Witness or nothing, but I want to, I just want to show people that they're not alone, or maybe give some type of guidance or perspective on certain things that they might be still trying to sort out in their life, because I'm still sorting shit out in my own life, but there's some things I have a better idea on than others, maybe because I went through it, I'm still going through it, but I have a different perspective on it, and perspective is important to learning. So yeah, this is pretty vulnerable talking about these things. I talk about things that I might not that I might not have completely a 100% perfect constructed philosophy on, but it's like a running idea. It's a that's what they call it, a running as in still in the process of being completed. I don't know if it'll ever be completed, but it's a good place to start. Yeah, so I feel like me being vulnerable could help somebody out. Be like, oh damn, for real? Oh Ty, you can't swim? I can't swim either. Oh Ty, you struggling with friends and social life? Me too, bro. You know? 'Cause that's how that shit happens, man. That's how I got to be more comfortable talking about these things. 'Cause I know I'm not alone. And I think the more we do this and bring awareness to it and point out, like, no, you're not alone, then we can come together. But yeah, that's about it on this topic. I hope y'all can understand me. I know this was a lot, but yeah.